You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour.
Welcome
this
back.
This is Bree Shay.
And it's your girl, K-Matt.
It's episode 11. And we are always keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion.
Come on, intro.
I got it right today. And it's February.
Yeah.
So this is the month of love and greatness because it's my birthday month.
Oh, God.
So we're going to talk about love today. Love.
You better sing!
I was going to go a little deeper, you know, sing a little music, soul child, but y'all wasn't ready. Let's start off. How you been?
I have been, man, you want me to get deep, deep, or just surface?
Keep it surface. Left?
Okay. I've been good.
Okay. That's good to know.
No, I've been good. I've been good. This year has been trying me already.
Absolutely.
Already.
It was trying me when we, January. Listen, January 1.
Listen. Happy New Year.
No, for real. I swear to God. Man. No, for real. That Man. Was me. So I absolutely get it.
Yeah, it's
I
been do. Trying me, but it's also been very rewarding. It's like a crazy mixture of the two.
That's
it's
good.
Really weird.
That's really good.
What about you?
Same. It's been trying me, but I can say God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And he is keeping me every step of the way. Not to be too churchy or too spiritual, but literally.
Yeah.
Literally has been. Because January 1, I would have went crazy.
Yeah,
I would have lost my entire mind, but I see God playing his role mm-hmm. every single step of the way, and I'm grateful for that. I can't ask for a more attentive and patient and present God. Yeah. So I'm grateful.
Yes,
come on. So love,
feel the love in the air.
Yes,
so much love.
Yes, yes, yes. Valentine's Day. I was mm-hmm. gonna say which day it was, but I forgot. It was sometime this week. What's today?
Today is the 16th, so it was 2 days ago.
Okay.
Wow, it felt like it was yesterday. It feels like Monday to me.
Mm-hmm. It felt like it's been a long time.
But so it was Thursday. That's when Valentine's Day was.
And it didn't feel like Valentine's Day.
Really?
I don't know why, like, does Valentine's Day feel like Valentine's Day? Like, I always, like, in middle school, grade school, because, you know, I had a little singograms and everything like mm-hmm. that. It felt like Valentine's Day. It did not feel like,
probably
I almost
because we grown and they just, like, we're red, we're pink, that's it. You don't get the sweetograms and the candygrams and the
flowers. Like, okay, at my job, I expected, like, so many people to be getting flowers.
Well, they did actually have flowers for us. Like, when we came in the door, guys were passing out.
That is so
flowers.
Cute.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was nice.
Not for my job. It was like one person got flowers sent to the job for her Aww. Husband. And I didn't even know sis was married. Shout out to her.
New babes on Valentine's Day.
I did not know even my girl was. She's like, oh, yeah, they're for my husband. I didn't even know my girl was married.
Come on.
So it was just weird to me. And it just took me to the space where I had to think, like, we idolize.
Listen.
We idolize. I didn't get sad this year because I'm just at the point where I don't care, even though yeah. Valentine's Day is like my favorite day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just the hearts and the candy and, you know, making that special effort for your significant other. It's just, that is just the cutest thought in my mind. And to have a day set beside, you know, mm-hmm. for that, it's just so awesome to me. But I didn't.
It's weird because I never was like really big on Valentine's Day. Like, it just was like, okay. Like, that's why I told you, like, it's just another day. Like, yeah. I've always thought that even whether I got something or not, I just always was like, oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And
but the girls like, at my job were like, I don't know if he's going to get me something. If he doesn't, I'm going to be mad. Like, they were like really take, and I was just sitting there and they're like, what do you think? You have a boyfriend. And I was just like, it's another day. Like, they freaking out and they just like, so you good? Like, y'all, I mean, and I was just like, yeah, if he gets me something, that's nice. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just, the holiday itself, I've never idolized it because I'm like.
Holiday in quotation marks.
Right.
Quotation
right. marks. It was never anything that was like super big for me.
Yeah. I get that.
I don't know.
I really get that. And it's just like, we truly idolized that. Like, the guys at my job was like, I'm going to do this for my wife. I'm going to do this for my girlfriend. And we da, 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 da. And I'm just like,
what you doing on a random Tuesday?
Child.
In June. Just a random Tuesday. Child. What you do? That's what I'll be looking at. Because, I mean, everybody can do that on the holiday.
Everybody. Everybody. And then, especially when they set it up so you can do it.
Yep.
So they already got, you go to the little booth, the little part in the kiosk, I'm going to call it a kiosk, in, you know, Target or Walgreens, and you can pick up everything you need right there. Oh, here's flowers, here's balloons, here's candy, here's a teddy bear, here's... they got it made out for you. Mm-hmm. But what you got to do in July when you got to search for the stuff.
Man.
When you know, her favorite flowers, or December when her favorite flowers, because let's believe.
Listen.
My favorite flowers are just not sitting out, you know, chilling in December. Like, you have to special order them.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing? Child, that's so interesting. So, you know, it just get me in as far as, like, so many people idolize this day. And then, you know, I hate to be so churchy, but it really had me thinking, like, what are we doing for Christ? Like,
nothing,
how are we how are we loving on Christ? Like, what special day do we set aside to honor Christ?
quotation mark.
And we don't even do that on there, because it's about gifts.
We don't. We make it about us. We say it's about God, but it's about us.
No, because what I want, yeah. I want these shoes.
Yes.
I want a new bedroom suit.
It's crazy though, because my job is like lit. It's fancy. But lady at my job,
don't tell them about this.
Lady they gonna at my be job, they gonna know. She's older. She's a Christian. Everything, and she's like, I don't celebrate any holiday.
Come on,
like, she does not celebrate any holiday.
I aspire to be like her.
Any, like, even Christmas, like, she, like, we don't, she has her.
She got kids?
Yep. She has kids. She has three, I think. And then she has grandkids. And she'll take them out. She's taking them to Disney World, I think, in a month. Like, she'll do stuff for them. But as far as holidays,
I aspire to be like her.
She doesn't celebrate any holidays. But she still loves on them. Random day, random time.
Despite.
Anytime. She doesn't need a holiday to show, you know, to express that and show that. And I really thought about it, like, that's lit.
That is. You know, I told you, like, I'm getting to the point to where I don't want to celebrate no holidays because there's too much emphasis on it. And we call ourselves Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We call you know, we want to be in these spaces where we just like, oh, we love God. And, you know, these special days for God. But we really don't love on God at all.
Mm-mm.
Especially when the days that they, like, the world say we're supposed to love on it.
Right.
Which is odd to
me.
Like, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it because, you know, that puts that idolization of what the holidays mean, puts that emphasis on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expected to do this for my family. And then, you know, if I don't do it, then I look at them too, like,
why you ain't meet the expectations? And it's just too much.
And why are you looking? And then it's just like, wait, I did all this for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all doing for me?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because either we gonna do it or we not.
Right.
Either we gonna, you know, do it from the kindness of our hearts or we not. Like, either we gonna do it without expecting something or we're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just that whole little space of holidays and getting stuff for people.
And you're obligated to do it. Yeah, yeah.
I told y'all.
I never thought I'd be in this space.
Oh,
I will grow up like
seriously.
Like the holidays
is coming.
Yeah,
it's the snow and the hot chocolate and the cookies.
I want to know just what you can do for me off. You know, just a random day.
That's the point that I'm at right now.
Yeah,
like I don't
like
care.
You
about
just thought of, you woke up. You just thought about me.
You went in the store and you said, "Dang, this might look good on her." Mm-hmm. Let me get this for her.
And y'all, we're not just talking about like relationships, bae relationships. We talk about just, you know,
period.
Anybody.
Everybody.
Like, just anybody, and not making the holidays this huge, beyond huge deal.
Yeah.
But on a regular day, you can't show me that same love, that
Absolutely.
Same support, that same, like, I'm over it. I'm with you.
Hey,
I'm with you.
I told y'all, if y'all haven't checked out my blog on www.queendomheights.com, I wrote a blog that says, I hate holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It like the feeling it gets. I hate the way it makes me feel. I hate the way it makes me think. I hate the way that it gives me anxiety. I hate the panic behind everything.
The anxiety is real.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real. And we don't even
the scrambling and scraping for money.
Child.
Trying to be like, all right, so I got to set aside this.
Child, you got to start shopping in October.
No, for real. For real,
it's
for real.
Real. For real, for like real. It's a rat race out here on just getting people stuff and mm-hmm. everything like that. Like, I'm just over it. So I just in a place where I really want to do something and dedicate it to Christ, mm-hmm. a way of giving. And yeah, you know, I don't have much to give, but what I do, I want it to be the absolute sacrifice of my heart and of me giving. Mm-hmm. I want it to be a complete sacrifice of my mind and completely setting myself aside, because y'all know I can get in the way of some things. And I'm just, I'm tired of getting in the way of some things. I'm tired of not being able, or feel like I'm not able to do that ultimate sacrifice to give whatever, you know, whether it's my time, whether it's my heart, whether it's my mind, whether it's my ear, you know, advice. Like, I don't know. I think we should have a national giving day.
Man. Why don't we have that? I don't understand. Got everything else?
Everything. We got National Dog Day, National Waffle Day, Chocolate Day, but we don't have a national giving day where we just giving our heart, giving whatever we have. So
that's something good to implement.
I think it is. I want to know how you start national days. Mm.
Girl, just put it on Google.
Just point the day out and give it. But, you know.
Actually, you can just put it on social media. People just run with it.
Child.
Y'all, today is National Giving Day. And then you'll get so many shares.
So many points. So many people. Oh, I shared my lunch today. Oh, I shared my ear. And then you got to take a picture of somebody, of you listening to somebody. Are you really listening to this? Or write a long post. Must read. What is it? Public service announcement.
Yes.
Long PSA, long post. Down the second line. Must read, though. Like.